and stuff that you'd put on toast in the morning besides butter.
I should let Father answer that one. He might like to know how your family called it.
You mean what I say sometimes? Schmearbread.
Schmearbread.
That's a, when we were little kids at home, well, that was a treat to get a schmearbread sometime between meals. But that would be we'd eat that for lunch, a schmearbread.
What, is it a jam? Or?
Yes, it would just be any kind of jam or any preserves that you would...
It was the whole thing, I guess, though. So really that wasn't answering his question right when I suggested that. It was the bread and the butter and whatever spread. Now we have jam and jelly and sometimes we just say spread or preserves, too. Mm-hmm. But we don't talk about marmalades. Or
mm-hmm. Okay. Now, if I had an apple and you wanted it, you'd say, please give me...
Give me the apple.
Or if this is the only apple...
That apple.
You're both right. I haven't asked it right. That's the problem. If I had a pickle and you asked for it, and you'd probably say, please give me a pickle. And if I sold apples and you asked for it, you'd say, please give me
give me an apple?
An apple, okay. I'm just after the N there. An apple.
I see.
Or if I had an orange and you wanted it, you'd say, please give me...
Give me an orange.
And you'd say, for an orange, you'd say, please give me...
Give me an orange.
Okay. We're talking about some boys. And it was not one of these boys, you say. It's one of...
No.
And something that's a good distance away, or not too far away, you might say, oh, it's just over, you ever say yonder there?
Over yonder, yeah, just over yonder.
You might use that, actually.
Yes.
You ever say back yonder? For that
well,
way?
Well, I think maybe a person, we do some, yes.
If somebody's going one direction, you say, well, he asks you where a place is, and it's actually he's going by, and you say, well, it's back yonder.
Yes.
All right. If you didn't hear what I was saying and wanted me to say it over again.
Would you repeat it, please?
Say it again.
Say it again.
Okay. Now, if we want to distinguish between two men, and the only thing we knew about this man, we didn't know anything about this man. The other man, we knew that he owns an orchard. So we'd say, he's the man
that has an orchard.
And we had two boys we want to distinguish between. We don't know anything about this one. This boy has a very rich father. So we say, he's the boy.
He's a boy that has a rich father.
Okay. Now, inside a cherry, you bite down, you might hit a...
seed.
And inside a peach, you bite down, you might hit a...
stone.
And the two kinds of peaches, relationship to the stone.
Twing.
And, what's the other one?
I don't know what it is.
Yeah, the cling is the one that sticks to the...
Yes, I know what the cling is.
Freestone.
Oh, yes.
You ever talk about a plum peach as a clingstone peach, same word? Or
I don't
a pressed peach? Or a freestone peach, a clear seed peach, or a soft peach?
Yeah. No, just those two that we have down.
Back to the cherry a minute. You said it has a seed. Would you ever call it a pit?
I would.
You'd say pit.